Dear colleague and esteemed friends of scientific community, before I start my talk on confidence in science, I would like only briefly to introduce my association and myself. I am the chair of Marie Curie Alumni Association, which is international non-profit association of researchers who have benefited from the widely known European Commission research program called Marie Sklodowska-Curie Actions. Although we are established by European Commission, we have truly international character as we are present in many parts of the world, the working groups, members, and our activities. And one of our aim is to support collaboration among members from different countries, different scientific disciplines, and sectors of economy. Responsible research and innovation are among the crucial elements which can support and engage the enabling power of science to meet current and future societal challenges. Confidence in science is based basically on two elements: the ability of the scientific community to recognize and adequately respond to global challenges, and trust in research system and the way in which research is conducted. We all are aware that future of science, future of our societies, and future confidence on science relies on generations of researchers to come. And it is our crucial role to ensure that young scientists from all parts of the world have suitable opportunities to develop their careers on the principles of integrity and responsibility. Scientific community makes enormous efforts to encourage and support public trust in science and scientists. Different initiatives, guidelines, codes, and training programs have been developed worldwide. However, we are all aware that irresponsible research practices such as plagiarism, fabrication or falsification of results sometimes happen. And unfortunately, these rare cases of misconduct raise huge public attention and question the responsibility of the whole scientific community. As a person who had opportunity to take part of international activities related to the promotion of research integrity, which means responsible research practices, I was motivated to shed more light on the issues related to young researchers. And with this aim, I conducted a survey at European level among doctoral candidates and junior researchers. It was a small-scale survey. To investigate issues related to their awareness, perceptions, possibility to obtain training, institutional culture, problems that they face, and similar issues important to young researchers. And why a special focus on early stage researchers, on PhD researchers and junior or postdoc researchers? At the first place, a level of experience and level of knowledge, which is related to opportunity to get knowledge on professional and ethical standards, as well as general experience in research. Career level, which is often followed by unstable conditions, unstable position at institutions, and they are more frequently exposed to publishing pressures and other pressures for the advancement of careers. Dependent statute, which is highlighted through relations with their supervisors, high mobility rates that expose them to the influence of different practices and cultures, and finally special status, because they are considered to be both students and researchers, and in this way are questioned training practices in their institutions. Some of results are very important to understand better situation of young researchers in general. What is important to understand that generally the number of scientific studies focus specifically on PhD researchers and junior researchers in the context of research integrity is very scarce, which means that we do not have strong scientific evidence on this matter. Further, it was on the basis of modest available data, it was found that young researchers in different parts of the world do not have equal opportunity to obtain suitable training. For instance, my sample, it was only 22% of young researchers who had opportunity to obtain a training from any source, which was much lower than in US sample, US study, which was about 70%. Further, a figure indicated need for better training and institutional practices. For example, only one third indicated that supervisors regularly paid attention to research integrity issues. And further, another one third indicated, reported that they faced problems due to misconduct of senior colleagues. But the bright point of this survey are results which indicates high awareness and interest of early career researchers in research integrity, but it was often based on self-initiatives. So how can we support young researchers in their self-initiatives? As a first place, there are many different ways, but I summarized some of them. Raise awareness activities, change of the attitudes and institutional cultures. What is very important to serve as a role model for responsible practices in research, because young researchers often follow our own examples. To provide suitable training, to understand the importance of different stakeholders, because research integrity does not depend only on integrity in research process itself or research institutions. It depends on different segments of research and different actors such as funding institutions, publishers, policymakers, and especially highlighted the role of media and professional networks. Many respondents indicated that they learn actually on research integrity from articles published on internet or in other forms of media, writing about research misconduct, which make very high pressure on them. And very important is the role of professional associations, because they have opportunity to launch raising awareness activities and direct toward a large number of scientists. After this survey, within association of doctoral candidates and junior researchers, we organized two workshops, and the first one was the first one at the European level which was ever organized specifically dedicated to doctoral candidates and junior researchers. And finally, what is important, young researchers should be given an active role in shaping the integrity culture. The World Science Forum already for many years makes enormous and outstanding contribution to promote responsible research practices. I believe that this community of researchers can serve as best ambassadors for promoting research integrity and raising awareness within your countries, your institutions, and your scientific fields.